We're come out of recess, 10:39 a.m. We have a, we need to vote on an emergency check and sprinkle the minutes with it to the Forsyth Post Office. And I'll make a motion to amend the agenda to include this emergency check.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I have a check number 6457.
Warrant. It's a warrant.
A warrant number.
6457?
Yes.
And it's to allow more funds to be put into county clerk's account, is that correct, at the post office?
For absentee ballots coming in.
Move to approve warrant number 6457.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is county-owned property discussion.
What does this have to do with? I know that there's been two or three issues on county-owned property, but what is this? What does this pertain to?
Well, there's a gentleman that's made a, I guess he's he's wanting to purchase a piece of county-owned property. And we brought it up here, and you all had asked that I go out and look at it, investigate it. I have. I took the recorder with me, and we went and looked at it. There's like four power lines going through it.
Is this the one that was deeded to us with some stipulations?
Yes, and upon the recommendation from the recorder, he said basically you can do a quick claim deed with subject to easements and restrictions of the record. And basically is how you, and then leave it up to the purchaser to deal with any.
What was the requirements though?
I believe it had to either make it into a road or a park.
So it's left to us to be made into a road or a park.
Permission to remove, yeah, the roads or a park is what it was left
stipulations.
To. Stipulations.
That's placed upon the property. Now, if we pass it on, are those same stipulations going to apply to the ownership?
According to the recorder, it'll be up to the, if we do the quick claim, it'll be up to the owner to resolve those.
I'm not real familiar with it, but I'm sure if those are recorded in the recorder's office, then he'll be held to those same responsibilities. And I would guess that if Bob was with him, I'm sure that he would hold it differently. If that's the case.
Right.
And I'm assuming that they are recorded, and yes, he would be held to the same.
If the property was donated to the county, I'm going to make this into a motion.
Is this the one that they wanted to give us $25 for?
Yeah.
Are we going to make pictures
of it?
It's my power lines.
All right. Are we going to make them pay all the closing costs and all the?
Yeah.
Brandon, I know that that amount of money doesn't seem like it. I mean, I when we first say that amount of money, it raises a red flag. But if you've got power lines with easements across
right.
it, and the property cannot be used for any purpose, then other than the stipulations of the original agreement that was given to the county, if you give some property, or if I give some property to the county, I expect for those same stipulations to be honored by the person that buys the property. So that's going to be in my motion to approve this.
same stipulation?
That the same stipulations that were dedicated stipulations to the county for the property being given at the time it was given, that those apply. I don't know if there's any better wording that you want to put on that or what, but... One of the restrictions being that it be turned into a road or a park.
So this guy has to turn it into a road or a park. Does he know that?
That's what I'm saying.
Has Frank looked at it? I mean, I know Frank looked at the ability to sell property. Has he looked at the restrictions and everything on there, Mike? Do you know?
No, I do not. I don't believe he has.
Well, who would the road serve? And if it's a park, that's liability. Or is he going to take it as green space for his property and assume that no public person can go on it, when in actuality, if it's supposed to be as a park, then the public would be able to go on his property, and then are we setting it up for a trespass situation?
Wait a minute, I do have a letter here from Frank.
What's the date?
June of 2015.
And that was whenever we asked him about the process of selling
the property. Selling it, yeah.
Not with any of the stipulations on it. I'd let Frank look at it before we voted on it. I'd feel more comfortable. Danny, what do you want to do?
He has a motion that hasn't been seconded.
Well, basically, I don't care with the stipulations and everything that's been put on this thing and with the power lines across it and all the easements. I don't know why in the world he'd want to take it on, but maybe it's just for green space. But this says it has to be used for, I mean, a park. When it says a park, they'll be able to, the public will be able to enter it.
You can have a park and not be a public park.
Well, I'm sure that's what they intended whenever they put it down as a road and a park. Well, let's just let Frank look at it and see what's binding for the county. And
do you want to rescind your second, or Mike, do you want to say a motion dies due to the lack of second, or rescind your motion?
I can rescind my motion now.
Okay. Motion been rescinded?
Yeah, and just...
Motion dies.
Yeah, move this, adjourn to the county council. Concerning the stipulations and restrictions.
Okay. Accounting software discussion and presentation.
As I gave you a quote there, and you had seen that, I think, long before, but it was without the fourth line down, where it has the estimated fees. That would be the fees that they would charge for actually installing this. What we're looking at is an upgrade that and I wish Joe were here, because it's supposed to increase our speed and eliminate some of the problems that especially Melanie's having, because it will quit going through switches and stuff. My understanding, it would be based in the computer, and then it won't be sending data back and forth all the time instead of the way that ours is right now. So it's, you know, it's server-based rather than individual computer-based. And they are convinced, Joe included, not just the salesman here, but they are convinced it will increase our speed. It does allow us a few other possibilities and stuff that we can look at when we get it in there, but we're mainly concerned about the speed of our accounting software. So, and if you have any questions, I have Joe Black over here. He'll answer any of those you've got. Okay.
As far as we have the ability to switch over to them because they were the sole source for that product.
Right. And I sent you those earlier, too. This will come, you know, Sage is the only one that offers this. We can't get it from anybody else. Now, there's a lot of different and suppliers of sage.
And SIC or SCI is the only ones that have sage, correct?
No. Those other people have sage, but the price is the same wherever you go, and we've already chosen to deal with them.
And this is a contract under what? For the $1,200 or the total of
it'll be the total of $12,000. Part of that we would be spending anyway. We will have to renew some sort of business care program. And Joe talked to me a little bit earlier. We need to look and make sure that we're not don't need to upgrade to a gold plan. But we looked at that, and it will be an expense we have anyway. So we're talking about less than $10,000 difference in cost. And like I said, it should increase our speed. And it allows us a lot of other, there'll be some other things that we'll be able to do that we need to look at. We can actually have more users on there if we want to. So there's a lot of things that we need to look at that we may use too.
We already paid for our silver.
We might need to look it up.
We have a maintenance room the first year because it should be a new.
Well, Joe said we might want to look at going to the gold thing there. Well, even this year, if it invites, I'll check that out with.
To actually do the update.
So I will check that out, and if it is less, we'll do that. But we feel like we need to do the upgrade.
Do we need to approve the quote then, or do we want to wait and get another quote?
What we need you to do is to prove that we want to upgrade, and if you want to put a limit of spending no more than this much, so we can go ahead.
What you're saying is we need to make approval for an upgrade, but don't put any total on the amount.
Danny, I'd be fine with you putting a total, but give us some leeway in case it does, because this is just an estimate.
Joe, we have a quote, and what you're talking about going up to possibly going to gold. Do we need to wait and see? Do we need to get a quote from them on that, or just approve this quote?
I'd say approve that. It'll either be that or less.
Okay. Move to approve quote number QT-83/1. With Stewart Consulting Incorporated for Sage Software.
Update. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Donna, do you want? You got one for your?
Got one. Thank you.
We're scheduled.
I've got all this right here, Don.
Executive session at 11 a.m.
So, upstairs?
Going to recess?
Yeah, we'll recess till 11.